about the connection of emotions to problems with the eyes, because it seems that if a person doesn't want to look in their own life, that they might have a problem seeing with their physical eyes. Thank you for those calls coming in. Keep them coming in at 212-209-2950.
There's a huge connection between emotions and eyes. I can tell you, first of all, about my case. The secondary condition to my cataract was involuntary movement of the eyes, called nystagmus. And that's a physical condition, because when you're born with cataracts and the cataract prevents you from seeing, then the brain tries very hard to see and you develop that condition. I can tell you that whenever I was nervous or angry, the eyes would flutter. I wouldn't be able to focus on anything. But to talk in generality, when do most people lose their clear vision? In third grade. In third grade, you know that life isn't going to be any different. You know what teachers want from you, what parents want from you, and that's where the many people start to get nearsighted. And I will never forget the story of one wonderful lady who told me that she passed through a very difficult divorce, and she saw the whole world through a veil. She didn't see it well, and almost everyone that she knew told her, go to an optometrist and get glasses. And she chose not to do it. 3 months later, the veil disappeared, and 30 years later, her vision was still very sharp. So what happens quite often is that when we don't see well, we wear glasses to see well with, but then we weaken the eyes because the eyes fit themselves to the glasses. The only way for them to fit themselves to the glasses is to see poorly. The first thing I'm telling people is, wear the glasses the least you can, then you'll see better through them. And it's a very interesting thing, because if you look at one's life, often we see people at work that we don't want to see, and we need to look at details to see well, so we don't look at details. The physiology of it is that you need to be curious about everything that you see. But what happens if you see a person you don't want to see every single day? And that happens in school, and that happens in the workplace. The way to resolve it is to learn that that's the case, to be as neutral about it as possible, to do relaxation exercise, and to process it deeply down inside.
That's very
true.
I'd
like to say the exact opposite. If your eyes are stressed, then it could lead to an emotional situation where you don't want to look either. I mean, so it goes both ways. Just like your liver gets affected by your emotions, and your emotions get affected by your liver, your eyes affect your emotions, and your emotions affect your eyes.
Very important connection. Again, the number is 212-209-2950. We're speaking with Meir Schneider, and he is the author of a really special book, and it has been popular for many years, and I believe will be for many more to come, Movement for Self-Healing, an essential resource for anyone seeking wellness. Improve vision and eye health, control pain, and become stronger. Increase vitality with self-massage, ease pain with breathing and visualization, increase range of movement, improve mobility with relaxing exercises, and discover your body's inner resources. And that book can be yours for a pledge of $75 to support WBAI. And I know that a lot of people learn better with DVDs, so we're also offering you, as a gift, Meir Schneider's Yoga for Your Eyes and this DVD on natural vision improvement exercises for a $75 pledge. And this comes with a complete program and includes a 65-page study guide and eye charts within the DVD. And remember that these lectures, these two lectures, are such a rare opportunity to be able to work with someone who has, through his own experience, improved his own health, his own ability to see, and has helped, it seems at this point, countless numbers of people, empowered them to improve their own health, their vision, as well as other health conditions connected to the body. 212-209-2950. is the number to call for your support. And we have a few more things to cover. And I don't know if you are available to continue, Mayor, but I've been given permission to continue with this if we can past the 12 o'clock hour New York time. I don't know if you have extra time there. But
I can do another few minutes. Definitely.
Okay. So we'll continue with this. And
can I talk about light?
Yes.
I think that's something important. You know, it's very interesting. There's such a campaign against light in the medical profession. You know, in the whole world, and I'm sure you heard it quite a bit, through the 80s, the 90s, and the beginning of the century, doctors pounded at us the idea that the sun can destroy us, the UV radiation and can destroy our eyes, can destroy our skin, etc. And what they have discovered is that for every one person who got cancer of the skin for sun exposure, there's 200 people who got osteoporosis for depriving themselves from going to the sun. Many people buy low-fat milk so they don't get the vitamin D from their milk, and then they don't expose themselves to the sun. So before you know, they don't have a possibility to produce enough calcium in their body. And it's very interesting. I was in one vision conference in England, Hamel Hampstead, England, not far from London. And one person who lectured there was asked the question, doesn't the sun lead to cancer? And he said, if you don't expose yourself to the sun, you'll die much, much before cancer can possibly ensue and kill you. And he was talking about the fact that in Victoria's time, there was a window tax. Have you heard about that?
I have not.
Talking about taxes, huh?
Mm-hmm.
There was a window tax. So most people in the Victorian age put stones instead of windows. They had very small windows to not pay taxes for the window. Guess what happened? That's the time when most communicative diseases have spread. And that's the time when many people die in young age from many, many illnesses. The Romans thought more of architects and engineers than they thought of doctors, and they their appraised houses with windows pointing east in a higher price than houses of windows pointing west. And they really believed in the power of light. So to go beyond that, I would say that in the eye, we have a layer which is called the melanin layer that produces, that creates darkness. We have our own sunglasses within the eyes. And when you wear sunglasses, you basically are preventing the production of that melanin. And it was proven. Some Aborigines got propaganda from good Samaritan eye doctors who told them to wear sunglasses. And they succeeded to convince a couple of villages to wear sunglasses. And first time in Aborigine history in Australia, they got skin burn because it affected the melanin production all over the body. And I want to say that light in combination with the hemoglobin of the blood can lead to optimism, that actually deprivation of sun can lead to depression, as you see in many northern countries. And I often give phone sessions by the phone from our school, and I sometimes do the impossible. I tell them to go out to the cold sun and for at least 5 or 10 minutes do exercises in the sun, and it makes a huge difference. So while when we palm, we sit in the dark and rest our eyes, we also need to adjust to the light, and it can lead to more optimism than all Prozac in the world can lead to.
Well, that's an important consideration because people have been frightened of the sun and in terms of it being a cancer-causing agent, and I don't know how what that balance needs to be in terms of people understanding that they can't completely hide from the sun, and that the exactly. eyes actually need the sunlight. Is that that's basically what you're saying?
You know, doctors this day say you have to be in the sun at least 20 minutes a day. This is new. They're only saying it in the last year. And until now, you should escape the sun all you can. And they used to always say that sun leads to cancer, and now they say actually little bit, actually it's the beauty tent salons that lead to that. And they're saying still put sunblock. I say if you put sunblock, it should be a mild sunblock and not a major sunblock that basically suffocates your skin to a great extent, because that could also be a reason for skin cancer. And also it's good to not eat heavy food before you go to a very hot day. That's another thing altogether. But what I want to say is that light is important for the body. What is more basic than that? And then we were told to hide from the light all we can.
Well, it seems that the conventional wisdom is not always the wisest action. And it's really important for us to consider that there are alternatives and viable alternatives, as you're presenting in your material on improving eyesight naturally. And I think that it's such an amazing thing that you're able to do this. And since we've been here for a while, maybe we can revisit for a moment for people why it is and how it is that the eyes themselves are susceptible to improvement because of these natural techniques.
The eyes, naturally, except for cases like mine, when I'm born with a hereditary problem and congenital problem, the eyes naturally see well. Very few people naturally don't see well. And yet, the majority of this country, and it's not an exception, some other countries is even worse. The majority of the people in this country need corrective lenses because they don't see well enough. So what happens is that, as you said, for emotional reasons, many people do not look at details, but also for physical reasons. We are basically confined to small cubicles and small rooms. We look at computers. We look at print, and we look from near, and we don't look enough from far. And we don't pay attention to our periphery, but only to our central vision. But when we look at our central vision, we don't use it well enough. We don't look at enough details. What eye exercises do, they help you to balance what normal life causes you. So, for example, when you look at your computer for a long time, you sometimes rest your eyes by putting a small piece of paper in front of your eyes, blocking your central vision, and building up your peripheral vision. That becomes a very, very important thing for you. Also, because you look so much from near, it's so good for you to take your glasses or lenses off. Open the window if you can. I know it's now a bit cold. But for about 8 minutes, and if you don't have 8 minutes, at least 5 minutes, look at the distance without straining to see it. If you are nearsighted, look at the blur, the distance. Look from detail to detail. And if you are in Manhattan, look at the clouds. Look at high rises if you are on a top floor. Look wherever you can look that is distance while sitting or standing, and it can make a huge difference. It can save you from cataract surgeries because our lens is convex when we look from near and it's flat when we look from far. And I demonstrate it in all of my lectures. People have much more stress and tension in their eyes when they look from near. And the eyes are much more relaxed when they look far. And so what happens is, when we do that, we save ourselves from cataract surgeries, but we also decrease our nearsightedness, our myopia. And nearsightedness is a result of a long eye. And the eye could be shortened, and vision can get much, much better. So activating our periphery, relaxing our eyes, looking at a distance, adjusting to strong light, adjusting to weak light. doing both, getting our pupils to constrict, getting our pupils to expand, and creating balanced use of the two eyes can affect the structure of the eyes, because what sees is the brain. The eye basically brings light to the brain, and we can reorganize the eye with a new order of the brain, and we can create new synapses, and we can change our structure. This is something that I really have to say, that to some extent, function affects structure.
Thank you. And for those of you tuning in, we're really at the bottom of the hour. It's 10 minutes till noon, New York time. And Mayor Schneider got up very early in California to be able to share time with you. I would really like to thank him by showing more, even more of your support. So call 212-209-2950. Right now, we currently have two callers on the line. We've had a nice flurry of calls throughout the program, but we need for you to join us, if you haven't thus far, with your phone call at 212-209-2950. We've offered you a number of gifts, premium gifts, in exchange for your pledge of support for WBAI. But we're also asking that, you know, you receive these gifts in the spirit that it's being provided to you. Mayor Schneider's school in San Francisco is a nonprofit. He's working out of a mission for making a difference in the world. He's not out there just, you know, trying to bring people in and scoop people in. The school is, the School for Self-Healing is there because there's a desire and a real gift being brought into the world. And we have this rare opportunity for a week in March to have Mayor Schneider in person, working with us in one of these lectures, evening lectures on Wednesday, March 23rd or Thursday, March 24th. You can pledge for that lecture at the $50 level. If you want to combine the lecture with the DVD, Mayor Schneider's Yoga for Your Eyes, you can do that for a $100 pledge. And remember, the DVD also comes with a booklet, a study guide. And so that's a really important opportunity for you to really study this, to work with it. You have the DVD, you can look at the DVD and work with the exercises as the people on the DVD are going through those exercises. It's only a $100 pledge for both the DVD and the evening lecture. Or if you can pledge at that level, you might want to choose the book, Movement for Self-Healing, an essential resource for anyone seeking wellness. And that can be yours for a pledge of $100 in combination to receive the book and the lecture. Again, the number is 212-209-2950. And a really special premium package we're offering you, including the lecture. You can also receive the Natural Vision Improvement Kit, and that can be yours for a pledge of $125 to support WBAI. And the Improvement Kit comes in a yellow and blue box set. It offers two audio CDs, and this CD set is really special because one includes the exercises so that you can go through the practices of the various exercises for vision improvement. It also has a special CD on for computer users, and that eye care kit in combination with the evening lecture is a pledge of $125, or you might pledge for it on its own at the $100 level. And in the eye care kit, you also have a book, a booklet that accompanies the CDs and describes the exercises and gives you background in natural vision improvement. It gives you illustration of what's happening in the eyes, as well as how you can go about doing some of the exercises. Also in this kit are the eye charts, as well as these I don't know what you would call them, black panels, or to help you with your eye exercises and for your eye testing. And what are they? I don't know what they're called. What are they called, Mayor? Those two sheets?
What we have is a black construction tape to do two things with them. One is to put the small piece of paper in front of the eyes. We're going to exercise it when I'm going to visit New York, because I found that those exercises lead to instantaneous relaxation to most modern people, because we read so much and look so much from in front of us. Many times our periphery gets compromised, and just think that you would step on your tiptoes all day and wouldn't land on your heel. Well, some people do that, unfortunately. Think that you don't step on your whole foot, how much pressure there is on the part that you're stepping. Well, same thing is with the visual system. If you look so much forward and you don't pay attention to your periphery, you strain the central vision. So that small piece of paper, if you put masking tape and glue it on the bridge of your nose, then you wave your hands to the side, you relax the central vision, activate the peripheral vision, and then you integrate both. You take the piece of paper off, you wave your hands to the side, you keep remembering that there is a floor below you, walls around you, ceiling above you, while you're looking at the screen, while you're looking at the page that you're reading, and you don't lose your periphery as much, and the eyes become much more relaxed. And then we talked about the Melissa exercise, where that was invented for Melissa, who ended up working with me. The strip is that you put the piece of paper on the forehead down to your chin, and you take a ball and you throw it above your hand from hand to hand. Now, for a second or split second, the ball disappears, and each eye has to catch it, has to work alone, and the hand has to catch the ball. And then what happens is one eye cannot control the other. And when there is that rest, that one eye does not control the other, people feel so relaxed, because for hours upon hours, either the right eye controls the left or the left controls the right, and the relief, the momentary relief of that is fantastic. With enough repetition of those exercises and looking at details and adjusting to light and resting the eyes and looking at a distance, people slowly but surely improve the vision and get rid of basically two diopters every year.
Thank you for that reminder. For those of you who have been listening for the last 2 hours, we're about to break for the next segment. We're asking you to call 212-209-2950. You can receive the iMaster Healing Pack for a pledge of $225. And that includes the evening lecture, one place in the evening lecture, as well as the book, Movement for Self-Healing. And you also receive the Yoga for Your Eyes DVD. And if that weren't enough of a pledge package, you also will receive the Natural Vision Improvement Kit. Everything we've spoken of today can be your gift for your pledge of $225 to support WBAI. Again, the number is 212-209-2950. Mayor, I know that we're pushing a little bit forward. We're going to take a station break and allow you to take a break. And then when we come back, in about 5 minutes, then maybe we can talk about the lectures before you have to leave for the day. All right?
Thanks.
Does that work for you? Okay.
Absolutely.
So we're going to get you back in about 5 minutes. And in the meantime, you have an opportunity to make your phone call to support WBAI at 212-209-2950. We have a number of premiums that we're offering you today, and it really depends on how you learn. Some of you really appreciate the DVD, and that can be yours for a pledge of $75. And if you want to combine that with the lecture, you can do that at the $100 level, 212-209-2950. As well, you might choose the book or the eye care kit. We'll talk about that more as we come back at the next hour. But first, let's take a station ID. This has been Kathy Davis with a Heart of Mind special. Please stay tuned as Mayor Schneider will be back in the 12 o'clock hour.
Hello, WBAI listeners and volunteers. During February, we will be fundraising at WBAI, and we need you. Call us at 212-209-2826 or email volunteer@wbai.org and sign up to answer our phone lines. We need volunteers all day, every day, from February 2nd through February 26th. Come down to the station located on the 10th floor of 120 Wall Street and bring a photo ID. Remember, you must call or email ahead of time in order to access the building. It is through the support of volunteers and donors like you that we have been able to produce cutting-edge community radio in the tri-state area for the last 50 years. Again, that's Fund Drive, February 2nd through 26th. We look forward to seeing you here. Remember to call 212-209-2826 or email us at volunteer@wbai.org. Thanks in advance for your continued support.
Yo, this is G-Love on WBAI, New York, New York.
WBAI will be celebrating women with a special IWWD broadcast by and about women with politics, music, health, talk, and live performance.
Wait a minute. What does IWWD mean?
IWWD stands for International Working Women's Day, which takes place March 8th, 12 a.m. till March 9th, 3 p.m.
For program applications, call 212-209-2826 or email womensdaywbai@gmail.com.
Okay, so I will tune in to WBAI New York 99.5 FM.
WBAI, WBAI.
We're the New Orleans Jazz Vipers at WBAI, New York City.
Hello, Mary, you still there? Okay, okay, great. Okay, Mayor, how long will you be able to stay with Kathy? Yeah, sure. Yeah. Another 15 minutes. Okay, Mayor, hold on. Just stand by, okay? Okay.
Come to the river. Meet me by the water. Come on and join me. I'll be waiting by the shore. Stand in a circle with loving arms around you.
And welcome. You're listening to WBAI Radio. This is Kathy Davis, and I'm coming to you with a special extended version of Heart of Mind. You usually hear Heart of Mind on Mondays at 1 p.m. And today's guest is Mayor Schneider. Mayor Schneider is a very special individual who has had an opportunity to heal and improve his own eyesight. And now he works towards providing that gift to all of us. And he actually is providing the tools for us to be able to do that. Mayor Schneider, PhD and LMT, is the founder and principal instructor of the School for Self-Healing in San Francisco. And he is going to show you how you'll be able to improve your vision naturally. And he can see and that's a miracle because he was born without sight. But he refused to surrender to his blindness and instead began an intensive exploration of sight and self-healing systems, building on techniques pioneered by ophthalmologist William Bates. He created his own total approach for self-healing and used it to reverse his own blindness. And we are going to be talking about some of those tools that you can use to improve your sight. We're all not in such dire situation as Mayer was at the time that he was born, but you know, many of us have issues with our eyesight and can work towards improving that. I want to welcome you back, Mayer Schneider, as we come into this new segment here at WBAI.
And wonderful.
It's noon, just after noon in New York City, and we get a lot of a new influx of listeners at this hour. So I felt it was important to introduce you and to for you to talk to the folks who are just tuning in about how important it is and how vital some of these exercises and tools that you're providing and what is really possible for them. How can they be empowered to change and improve their lives?
Well, if in the first place you look at my personal case, I was born with cataracts, which many people get cataracts in an older age, but very few people are born with them. And I was operated 5 times, and the surgeries left tremendous scar tissues in my eyes. And until these days, most professors of medicine would say that there's no way for me to see, but I see. And I see as a result of the eye exercises that I did. And the eye exercises included adjusting to the strong light. I used to wear very dark glasses because light bothered me, but instead I did the exercise of sunning, where you close your eyes and you move your head all the way from side to side. As you face the sun, the pupils constrict. As you move away, the pupils expand. So I learned to adjust to the sun. At the same time, I learned to rest very much from light by sitting down, rubbing my hands, and putting the hands over the eye orbit, visualizing complete darkness. As I visualized complete darkness, I rested my optic nerve. And after 3 months of doing it, my eyes that used to move at a speed of 300 times per minute slowed down to 60 times per minute. And then I learned that I look at the whole world as if it is one object. And I learned to start and look at parts of the world, something that every infant is doing automatically, but I did it closer to the age of 17. And that's how I got rid of my braille, and that's how I have my driver's license today. Now, in Brazil, it's interesting, one of my top therapies who studied with me, who is also was first a conventional educator of blind people. She was teaching blind people to read Braille. She was also teaching them to use computers, and legally blind people to use computers with large print. She started to do my exercises and became an eye therapist. And one of the things that happened is she got a kid with blinding conditions called coloboma, where there are many, many different holes in the retina, in the iris, in different areas. Well, the Japanese doctor said he's going to be blind, there's nothing to do about him. A Brazilian doctor in Sao Paulo said, well, his left eye is blind, but his right eye will see a little bit. So he encouraged them to go to the therapy for the right eye. The first thing that Sonia did, and that was at the age of 1.5 years, she put an eye patch over his right eye against the protest of the mother and got him to see light in the dark. That's where you see something. And then he started to chase light in the dark, and within a month he was able to chase balls in regular light, like tennis balls and colored balls and others. She developed for him next to normal vision, and when he visited the ophthalmologist again, the ophthalmologist said, okay, let's examine the right eye because the left can't see. And the mother said, no, he can see with the left. He said, it's impossible. The holes in the eye are too big. Well, the mother put a patch on his right eye, threw a ball, and the kid ran and caught that ball. And I just met that kid in Rio Claro. He does wear glasses, but his vision is amazing, And so somebody who is determined to be blind is not blind. And we sometimes look too much at structure and say, that's the structure, you can do nothing. We look at myopia as the eye is long, the light falls in front of the retina, there's nothing you can do about it. And truth of the matter is, you can change your structure. Just like you can become more flexible when you're 40 and 50, maybe it's easier for you to do it when you're 20, but you can still become more flexible when you're 50. Just like you can become stronger, you can also change the structure of the eye through light exercises, through relaxation of the eyes. The relaxation is with pounding exercises, through sun exercises, and the amount of happiness that you add to yourself because you're able to change your eyesight is indescribable. You start to feel in control of your life. And that's very important.
It is very important. And one of the things that you've been speaking of this morning is how people can literally do this for themselves with basic exercises. Can you speak for a moment to the commitment or to the practice? You know, what really will people have to give to this work? We have a number of tools, the Natural Vision Improvement Kit, the book Movement for Self-Healing, or the DVD, Yoga for Your Eyes. But speak to the personal commitment that a person can, if they have, how much they can really improve their well-being.
You know, discipline is basically love. When people want to love the world they live in, then they spend time on themselves. And I can tell you that the love of my grandmother is a big portion of the beginning of the Movement for Self-Healing that I've written. I'm a son of two deaf parents, and my grandmother really loved me. She went with me to hospitals, lied with me in the hospital bed, massaged me, made me feel good, and really cared for me. And I feel that that's what gave me the impetus and the power to work on myself. And I feel that to a great extent, many people have to create for themselves situations where they are loved by friends or by family members. It's very important to create a loving situation for oneself. I'm happy that it was given to me by my own family. And one thing that is very important for me to bring out is the fact that when you work on yourself, you value your life. And everybody can decide what amount of work they can give themselves. If you only work on yourself 10 minutes a day, that's already much more than you've done otherwise. And you can decide what you want to spend your time on, relaxing your eyes, adjusting it to the sunlight, adjusting it to the skylight, improving your reading capacity, or stretching your body. You can decide what works for you the best. But each time you should do it in the wisest possible way. You should relax your eyes and relax your thought in the same time. If you stretch your body, use muscles that you never used before and activate them. If you adjust to the light, do it in the most relaxing way. For example, when you close your eyes and move your head from side to side, and the pupils constrict and expand, there's a real good sense of well-being. Now, those who want to invest the time to really get rid of the glasses have to spend 2 or 3 hours a day doing it. We live in a world where we think that everything should be resolved very quickly, but that has to be resolved slowly. Just like if you are very stiff, few minutes of stretches can really help you. Few hours of stretches can take you out of your stiffness. So that's basically how we can look at it. And that's why my weekend workshop really worked well. But that's what I want to tell you, that many times when I go into town, I remember going to the town of Glasgow, or Glasgow, the way they call it in Scotland, and I remember a few people who came to about 7 different lectures that I've given. They simply wanted to go from lecture to lecture, hear me and experience my work. And I am inviting, actually, as many audiences as possible, not only to come to my weekend workshop, but to come to the two different lectures. Because I don't necessarily show the exact same exercises. I talk about the same principles. And you can teach many different exercises with the same principles. And also, it takes time until they get absorbed. So you go to the lecture on Wednesday and you say, wow, I'm seeing better. Then you come to the lecture of Thursday and you start to really understand why. Because those 2 hours will pass quicker than they start. I mean, so much is happening in them. Because all of a sudden your back feels better and your mind becomes clearer and you see better. And I give you a lecture about everything, but everything is so new. To learn that it's more important to activate your capillaries than to beat on your big blood vessels, that's a whole new learning for most people. To learn that to get more blood flow to your hands, to learn how much it's important for you to feel flexible and clear in your mind, that is so new for so many people because they learn to beat up on their body big time when they work on themselves, to go to the gyms to forget that they have a body, but just to dictate to the body what to do. I think that is so new for so many people that it's all going to be whole new information, and to come to two different lectures will help them absorb it better. So while you encourage people to come to one of the two lectures, I would like to encourage people to come to both of them.
Well, that's something that they can certainly choose to do. We're offering this lecture as a premium for your pledge of support in the amount of $50, and it's on Wednesday, March 23rd and Thursday, March 24th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. And so you can pledge for both if you want to, for a $100 pledge. That's a wonderful suggestion. And remember that one of the people who are making a pledge during this program will receive an opportunity to participate in the full weekend workshop being offered by Mayor Schneider. And I want to let you know that he's also going to be doing private sessions while he's here in New York City. It'll be just that week. And actually, you'll hear him on Heart of Mine on March 1st it is, at 1 p.m. that Monday. But to call his office, the number is 415-665-9574. Again, 415-665-9574. To learn more about that, for you to support today's program, the number is 212-209-2950 to show your support. Mayor, I'm going to play a little bit from the DVD so people can get a sample of what they have an opportunity to have as a pledge for the DVD, but also maybe a sample of what they will experience at your lecture on healing the eyes. So I want to thank you so much for giving me so much time this morning. And we're going to continue with more of your words as through our interview, as well as I'm going to share some of the material itself. So thank you.
Wonderful.
Okay, so for those of you who would like to make a pledge of support, you can receive the DVD, Yoga for Your Eyes. It's a $75 pledge. If you want to include that with the lecture, it's a $100 pledge by calling 212-209-2950. So I'm just going to share a bit with you from this, and then we're going to go back to the interview.
This is yoga because this is union with the eyes. Yoga originally was the word union. There's so many disciplines within yoga, Hatha yoga and many others. This is a union with your eyes. You unite with your eyes. You learn how they're stressed, you teach them to relax. You learn how you lose peripheral use of the eyes, you teach yourself to bring it back. You learn how you look in a frozen way all the time at the computer. You don't go to the optometrist to get special glasses to freeze even more the computer. You blink.
Mr. Schneider?
You open your eyes. You look
okay,
at the periphery.
Kathy says, thank you so very much. We appreciate so much of your time this
morning.
To
the movement of the printer, the computer, and you don't try to focus in a very frozen way.
We say that, so assuming that you have to leave.
You unite.
I mean, can you come back and stay with us a little bit more? Okay. Yes. Okay. All right. So just hold on. Hold up, please.
Mayor Schneider was born legally blind. By the time he was 7 years old, he had undergone 5 operations. The surgeries removed most of his cataracts, but shattered his lenses and created dense scar tissue. He could see only light, shadow, and indistinct shapes. Mayer had to do all of his schoolwork in Braille. Yet today, Mayer Schneider is licensed to drive a car, without the help of glasses or contact lenses. Yoga for Your Eyes will teach you the same exercises he used to gain functional eyesight and healthy eyes. These simple routines are based on the work of Dr. William Bates, a turn-of-the-century American ophthalmologist who discovered the connection between the eyes and the mind. Dr. Bates challenged conventional medical views about eyesight, views that still guide the practice of ophthalmology today. Most doctors still treat our eyes as isolated organs that can never improve once they begin to fail. William Bates created holistic vision improvement and demonstrated that your eyes can grow stronger and healthier when you learn how to take care of them. The exercises in Yoga for Your Eyes can be organized around 3 basic principles: relaxation, strength, and flexibility. These exercises will help you avoid eye strain, improve your peripheral vision, strengthen your weaker eye, and balance the use of both eyes together. You'll learn to perceive greater contrasts, create a more flexible gaze that moves with ease and clarity between near and distant objects, and notice smaller details in everything you see. Do not wear glasses or contact lenses while doing these exercises. The more you do the exercises, the less you'll need corrective lenses of any kind. However good or poor your vision, you can strengthen your eyesight measurably by regularly practicing Mayer Schneider's Yoga for Your Eyes.
I'm so happy to welcome you to the real exercises. I want to share them with you. They were so effective with so many people for 26 years. A very major decision has to be made by you. You must take away your glasses or your contact lenses. I know that many of you are attached to them. But for the purpose of eye exercises, please take them away.
And I just wanted to share with you, that was the introduction to the DVD, Yoga for Your Eyes, which you can receive for your pledge of support, $75 pledge to WBAI. And remember, if you want to attend the live lecture, you would just make that a $100 pledge for both the DVD and the lecture. And you can pledge for either one or both of those lectures if you like. It's $50 for each date, Wednesday, March 23rd and Thursday, March 24th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Again, the number is 212-209-2950. We're asking that you give us your email so we can get the information to you and make sure that you'll be in those 2 events. The March 23rd lecture is at the Meta Center, and the March 24th lecture is at TRS Suites, and we'll get all that information to you, so be sure to leave your phone number and email so that we can make that connection and get you into your workshop by calling 212-209-2950. The Yoga for Your Eyes DVD is one of 3 additional premiums we're offering you today. You can also pledge for the book, Movement for Self-Healing, an essential resource for anyone seeking wellness. That's if you want to combine that with the lecture, that's a $100 pledge. And the Natural Vision Improvement Kit, if you want to combine that with the lecture, it's a pledge of $125 by calling 212 209-2950. If you're not going to make the lecture, you can pledge for either of these items alone. But the lecture is the real sweetness to this particular offer, because it's a live person-to-person experience from someone who has a great deal of care, I think, and love for his contribution in the world. And it, with those words, I want to welcome you back, Mayor Schneider. Thank you for hanging in with us a bit longer.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely willing to postpone other things to just be with you for a few more minutes. I'm really excited with the level of response that we have this morning. And I just want to say that my lecture is only good if it really moves something in people who see me. Some people will only meet me for that lecture. Some people will come for the workshops. And what I want people to know is how much they can actually change their body to the best, and that it's never too late to start. And you can't simply tell yourself I'm 65 or 70 and I'm set on my ways, because it simply is not true. I mean, you're being told that all the time, but it simply is not true. Not every condition can be reversed. Sometimes healing is accepting the situation as it is and doing the best we can do in it. But I would say that many more conditions than not can be reversed when everybody blocks your way and tells you nothing absolutely can be done. As I told you, I was very, very happy with the person with muscular dystrophy, the kid, that I was able to stop his muscular dystrophy over a year's period in Brazil. And I've met several people that their life completely changed as a result of the fact that they started to work on themselves wisely. These days, the work that people do on themselves is not very wise. People may hate to hear this, but athletes die younger than most because they overwork few of the muscles, they injure many of them, and with time they simply get less and less strength. Orchestra conductors live into the mid-90s because they move with rhythm. And one of the things that we need to learn, and understand me right, I'm all for athletics, but we have to start to learn to use muscles we never used before. We have to start to balance the way that we use our body so we can make a very big difference. And if in 2 hours I can give you not only information but hands-on experience, it would make me a happy man.
And for those people who might not have heard earlier, can you speak to some of the more difficult problems that happen with the eyes and how these exercises can improve, such as the macular degeneration and people who are having issues with perhaps loss of eyesight due to poor circulation because of diabetes and things like that?
Yes. I mean, what happens with macular degeneration today is better than what happened to people with macular degeneration in the 90s. And this is that in that time they offered them laser that caused destruction of part of the macula. Now they offer them injections that are not as destructive and are very helpful. But to begin with, the reason that we have macular degeneration comes for two main reasons. One is that the modern person, and it doesn't matter if the modern person lives in New York or the modern person lives in Sao Paulo, Brazil, or New Delhi, the modern person does not look at details enough. We want to see details, but we're not curious enough to look at them. And that leads to tremendous amount of problems with our macula, because the macula is only 1.5% of the whole retina. So we look at when we look at a big portion, like for example, if I look at someone's face and I don't look at small parts of that person's face, but at the whole face as one unit, I end up losing the clarity of my vision. And I end up straining if I want to see a part of that face while looking equally at the whole face. And this is one of the big discoveries of Dr. Bates. So if we start to learn to look at prints and at patterns and at letters and at faces, and we start to look from detail to detail, we capture back the work of the macula and our vision becomes clearer. Also, we prevent the degeneration of the macula, because after dozens of years of not looking at details, we lose it. The other reason is poor blood flow to the head, and neck tension has a lot to do with it. So if we learn to loosen up our neck, and in order to loosen up the neck, we have to loosen the whole body and all the joints, more blood will flow to the head. And then if more blood flows to the head, what happens with most people with macular degeneration will not happen. What happens is, with poor blood flow, the body creates new capillaries, and they leak, and they destroy the photoreceptors. Most people have tight necks. That's why we have more than 100,000 massage therapists in this country that massage people's neck, even in supermarkets, because people's neck are tense. What I teach is how all the joints are connected. If you don't use your toes, and most people don't, and if your toes are weak, your ankles become stiff, the knees become stiff, the hips become stiff, the back becomes stiff, and then the neck becomes stiff, and so will the jaws. If we learn to start and use the body differently, strengthen the toes, mobilize the ankles fully, mobilize the knees fully, mobilize the hips, the neck will be loose as well. Also, not having enough blood flow to the head can cause glaucoma or pressure of the eyes. So the two reasons are poor use of the eyes and poor use of the body that leads to macular degeneration. Cataract is being formed because we don't look enough at the distance and allow the lens to be flexible. And glaucoma, to a great extent, is being formed because we don't pay attention to the periphery. As we work on a computer work, we don't pay attention to the commotion in the office, and we block it mentally in order to focus on our project. But the result is pretty bad, because if we do it enough, we start to block the connection between the brain and the periphery, and with time we lose our field of vision, and with time we start to have eye pressure and loss of vision and loss of optic nerve. So what we need to start to do is wake up the eye again and wake up the whole system again. And I think if we learn to do that, we'll have totally different life, much happier with much less problems.
Thank you. And the number to call is 212-209-2950. We have one caller on the line right now, though we've had broad support this morning. Really down to the last half hour of this opportunity to make a call and to begin to empower yourself with some of the healing tools that we're offering you today. If you can pledge at the $225 level, it's the Master Healing Pack. You'll receive entry into one of those lectures, and that's Wednesday, March 23rd or Thursday, March 24th. Of course, you can attend the lecture for your $50 pledge, but if you want the Master Healing Pack, you receive the lecture one or the other of those days, as well as the book Movement for Self-Healing, and you can add to that Yoga for Your Eyes DVD, as well as the Natural Vision Improvement Kit. So you'll have the tools to heal yourself, to work with yourself in one of the myriad ways. You can share this material with members in your family who are also working with these issues. So the Master Healing Pack is beneficial to yourself and your community, and it's also beneficial to WBAI. We're also offering you, again, one of these lectures that Mayor's been talking about, and this is a rare opportunity as he comes to us from San Francisco. And one of the people who make a pledge during this program, we're going to gift you an extra gift to the weekend workshop, and that's a very special opportunity for you. And so we encourage you to call and show your support at 212-209-2950. And before leaving, we're definitely going to give out that number again to reach Mayor Schneider directly, because he's going to be doing private sessions while he's here in New York, as well as that weekend workshop. If you want the two-hour lecture, though, it's only a $50 pledge, and that'll be 2 hours sharing with Mayor Schneider, doing the exercises, learning the movements, and learning how to improve your eyesight. It's focusing on the eyesight, and we need for you to call 212-209-2950. But what you can do is, after attending that workshop, or attending one of the lectures, either or both, you'll be able to use these items that we're offering you today as the tool, as the mechanism for continuing the process, because it's a process that you have to make that commitment to yourself. And if you'd like to receive the lecture, the two-hour lecture, in addition to the eye care kit, the natural vision improvement kit, we can offer you both of those at a pledge of $125. If you want to receive the lecture, attend the lecture, and in combination with the book, Movement for Self-Healing, you can do that for a pledge of $100 for that combination. If you want to receive the DVD, Yoga for Your Eyes, and the Natural Vision Improvement Exercise, along with the study guide, that lecture and the DVD can be yours for a $100 pledge. If for some reason you're not available for that week in March, you can pledge for either of these items on their own. It's a little bit less than the combination, or you might want to pledge for one of the lectures at the $50 level at 212-209-2950. We have 4 callers on the line, and if you couldn't get through, now would be your opportunity to make that phone call at 212-209-2950. Mayor, maybe you can tell people how they might use one of these tools, the improvement kit, the book, or the DVD, following your lecture. How will they be able to integrate that, use the lecture and the tools to integrate into their whole program?
It would be a wonderful combination for people to come to the lecture. And in fact, it would be nice if they receive the book or the kit before the lecture, do the exercises, come to the lecture even more informed, and then look at the product again. It will speak differently to them. About the kit, for example, as I said in the beginning of the program, one part of the kit is made for people who want to spend the time and have the patience and want to do the commitment to reduce their dependency on glasses or to get rid of the glasses altogether. And that is the yellow CD with the explanation in the booklet. Then you have many people who may believe in the program but just can't find the patience or the time to work on themselves, but they don't want to have red eyes at the end of the day, they don't want to have dry eyes, they don't want to hurt in their eyes, and they don't want to take all those drops against those red eyes, which really are not that good for you. Well, the blue CD is wonderful for them. They can do exercises for as little as half a minute, like put a small piece of paper between the eyes, wave the hands to the side, pay attention to the side. They can do an exercise for 8 minutes, look far at a distance, and the blue CD will guide them. They can do an exercise for 11 minutes in the middle of the day and just rest their eyes. And so they can decide how long they have each day to make sure that the stress that the computer imposed on them will start and decrease with time. And this is one way of using the products. In terms of looking at the book, Movement for Self-Healing, if you want to convince your arthritic friend that not all hope is lost, that things can get better, read that book, bring him to the lecture, and then keep talking to him about this particular method. And not only that, what I would like to suggest for people is to keep forming support groups after I leave New York with people who would work on themselves and on each other. So this is my big hope, that there will be a great continuum. And so people who would use this particular products will not just use them and look at them one time. You know, I had one chiropractor who read my book and said, "Mayor, your book is so good, I read it in 2 hours." I said, "Wow, it took me 8 years to write it." He said, "Well, that's why it took me 2 hours to read it." But truth of the matter is, that's the first reading, when you're captured by the stories. The more important thing is the second and the third reading, when you start to bring that stories to your life. Because my purpose was not to tell about my story. My purpose is to be a mirror to others, to inspire others to do what they can do for themselves in their setting, not in my setting. Because who is important to me is the person that I'm talking with. And so I really hope to see more and more of the audience. I will stay after the lectures. I will speak to people. Of course, the most important thing is what happens at the lectures themselves. And I hope that I will move the people who will come to me as much as I move people in Brazil.
I do as well, because to move people is to inspire them, to empower them, to make a difference in their own life, to
exactly.
be able to move forward, to open up that inner vision as well as the actual vision of their eyes. It's all interconnected, as you said early, the vision, the body, the spirit, the mind, it's all connected, and it's so important for us to make that commitment to ourselves so that we can, it's really a liberation to be able to put down these eyeglasses and just be able to see freely. And it's very frustrating when you don't have proper lighting, or, you know, the type is too small, and
exactly.
you just don't have the freedom to be able to engage life fully, as you would if you didn't have that encumbrance. And what's really powerful is you go beyond just the limited eyesight and the eye strain, but you talk about the connection of our body, of our circulation, of the actual part of the brain that participates, that makes it possible for us to see. Because it's very revealing when you say all our eye does is let the light in, and it's the brain that actually interprets that light and creates vision for us. And that's why I think the work on movement for self-healing in this book is so important, because you do talk about all the other aspects of our body and circulation and tension, and how that can lead to serious eye problems as well as other health issues. So it's a very comprehensive and inspiring stories, but it's also telling you the success stories, telling you how people were able to change their lives and empower themselves in that book, Movement for Self-Healing. And, you know, it's interesting, we played a little bit of the DVD, Yoga for Your Eyes, and it's still going on. I could see it in the background. And we see you on this DVD working with someone, not just with the eyes, but I see them doing movement exercises, moving their whole body. I see them moving their shoulders, wall push-ups. And you have all these things going on in this DVD that's got to be, in addition to affecting the stress of the neck and back and releasing circulation for the eyes, it's got to be improving the overall health.
I want to tell you about the person on whom I demonstrated this exercise. It's Tony, a very nice man from Taiwan, all of a sudden saw floaters. And floaters normally don't really disturb you to see. They disturb people, but they don't disturb you to see. They're basically crystallization in the vitreous area. In his case, it was part of some vitreous detachment and a little bit of retinal problems, and he saw all kinds of particles, and he couldn't drive. And I worked with him. I got him to look at the distance and then look at part of his floater, and as you look at the floater, you break the floater. And I remember working with him for 2 months, and his wife always had to bring him to my school. And after 2 months, he could bring himself. he was in a place where he could not see 20/20 with his glasses anymore. And when I finished with him, he could see 20/20, but he could reduce his diopters by a third, from 13 to 9, basically. And it was an amazing thing, and it held on until this very day. He took my training courses. He comes and sees me once a year to check how he's doing, and he's doing fantastic. And I want to tell you another really interesting story. There was a guy with the Baha'i community in Haifa, Israel, who was low in his position, but in his room there was a window, and he looked far at the Carmel Mountains and at the sea, and he did not need glasses until his 60s. Then he went higher in his position, and they put him in another room, but he didn't have the window with which he would look out. In 2 months, he got glasses.
Wow.
So the window encouraged him to look, not only the window, but the incredible panorama that he saw. Reminds me also of the city of San Francisco with the panoramas we have here. Not in our place. Our place is more flat, but the waves are a wonderful view. But nothing tempts people in modern age to look at a distance. You don't pay bills looking at a distance. Except the human eye is built to look at a distance. That's how we hunt it. That's how we look for things. So, in my opinion, we need to encourage ourselves to do for our eyes and body what modern life tempts us to exactly don't do. And it is so interesting in my lectures and workshops when I start to show people what they normally don't do, and they learn about the weaknesses of their muscles, the weaknesses of the muscles that they never use, whether it is toe muscles or extensors of fingers. You know, it's very easy for anyone to clench their fist, but how about opening the fingers and separating between them? That's already a whole different story. The extensors of the muscles are hardly ever being used. Well, don't you expect some wrist problems when you use one part of your hand, but don't use the other? So basically, we need to learn to use what we never used before and put our mind and passion into that, and we will have a totally different body, a body we never had before.
Well, that's pretty remarkable, because we are talking about natural vision improvement, but it seems to me that you're speaking of natural life improvement with the attention that you're asking people to give to themselves. And it was really important earlier when you said it's about self-care, it's about self-love, it's about doing what's best and what's right for your body, and there's no telling what the benefits might be in addition to the ones that even you are aware of. It's really a way of beginning to look at yourself, to look at life differently. And the beauty of a lot of the healing tools that you're offering, is that it gives people many opportunities to do this in different ways. I especially am fond of the Natural Vision Improvement Kit, because it has the two CDs. It means you could pop one in your computer during the day. It's for computer users, and it reminds you and helps you to do these exercises that are going to relieve the eye strain and improve your health. It also has the second CD, which are the exercises that you teach in all these various forms and what people can do to improve their health. And also in the vision kit, it has a booklet that helps to explain the exercises. It's a 90-page illustrated guidebook. And then there are also these great little cards. So I can just take a break, go outside my office, sit down or stand down stairs and do these exercises. I could do the exercises in the light, in the sun. There are also exercises that you would do sitting down or lying down for releasing the shoulder and back. It's just an amazing array of things in this eye care natural vision improvement kit. Of course, you can pledge $100 excuse me, and receive the kit, or if you want to pledge at the $125 level, you'll also receive one of the workshops, and that's really special. as well as the DVD is kind of amazing too, because it's almost like having you there in the living room with you, going through all of these exercises. It's kind of an amazing opportunity, and that DVD is only a $75 pledge or $100 with the workshop. And of course the book Movement for Self-Healing Alone, it's a $75 pledge and $100 for the workshop, to include the workshop. The lecture. I'll get it straight eventually.
You are not incorrect. The lecture is going to be a mini workshop.
Okay. So again, well, that's true, because you're going to actually be moving around and doing some of these exercises to improve your eyes.
Absolutely.
So it's very special.
Absolutely.
And you can pledge $50 at that level and choose either the Wednesday, March 23rd or Thursday, March 24th lecture, introductory workshop. It's 6:30 to 8:30. The Wednesday lecture is going to be at the Meta Center in New York, and the Thursday is going to be at TRS Professional Suites right here in New York. But if you leave us your email and phone number, if you want to get into these lectures, we'll send you all the details. We'll send you a reminder, confirmation. So it's important for you to call ahead and make that pledge of support at 212-209-2950. And we're actually down to our last 5 minutes or so of this today's program, Mayor. I'm so grateful that you've been able to spend this extended time with us. And before we have to, you know, move on, let's just remind people about the two really limited opportunities to be in your lecture introductory workshop, March 23rd and March 24th. It's 2 hours. So what will people experience? They'll walk in at 6:30, and what will they experience?
Well, after giving them a 15-minute lecture, we will first of all start and discover the muscles we never use in our body. And some of it will hurt slightly, and then there will be a great sense of relief, because all of a sudden we find that we have more tissue in our body than we thought we do. For example, lifting the leg sideways. For example, working on our toes and learning that we don't have enough control over them and starting to build control. Like, you know, armless people can feed themselves with the toes. We step on them all day long without really activating them enough. And then we learn about walking heel to toe. And now, then we're going to work on our vision. I'm going to give myself the opening to work on the vision in any way that I want. Of course, I'm going to talk about some of my key cases, just like I did in your show, whether it's my cases or cases of other therapists in my method that have advanced the method as much as they did. Like I described about the kid with the coloboma, the holes in his eyes, and how Sonia was able to get him to see, which was really beyond anyone's expectation. And I'm going to give you an example of how you see in the light, how you see in the dark, how you can see letters, print that you didn't imagine you can possibly see, how you can affect your pupils, how you can affect your central vision and other parts of your vision. And I'm going to talk a lot about circulation, how to improve circulation and signs that your circulation is poor. For example, if in the middle of the day you feel fatigue, that could be a sign of poor blood flow. Taking a stimulant may not be the exact thing to do. Maybe the best thing to do then is lie down for 5 minutes and take a half a minute catnap. Maybe the best thing to do then is to walk or run and bring more blood flow. So those are the kind of things where you start and focus on sensing your body in a deeper way. And I'm going to give you examples of that, definitely, at the workshop. But the main thing, the demonstration on you, on the people who are going to come, is the most important thing. And that's one of the reasons I want to see people. I want to talk to them and address their needs during the session, especially after the session, but address common needs through the session. I don't know if I have a minute to tell you a little story about somebody who was hunchbacked that I worked on.
Yes, we can. We can do that. I just want to give folks, just in case they want to reach you directly, I know that you're also going to be available for private sessions, and there is going to be a full 2-day workshop the end of that week, over the weekend, and you can call 415-665-665. 415-415-9574 to reach Mayor Schneider's school in San Francisco. Again, that's 415-665-9574. But we've got about 2 minutes, Mayor, for you to offer your story. And I want to keep those calls coming in at 212-209-2950. We only have three callers on the line. If you couldn't get through, this is your last few minutes to do that. So as Mayor is talking to you, make that phone call, 212-209-2950. Go ahead, Mayor.
Well, throughout the show, I was explaining people, like I'm explaining everyone, that you can see better, much better, and that you can work at this. And the question isn't if you get rid of your glasses, but you see better. But I want to talk about the back. There was one man who came to me hunched back, and he was bent forward. And within 8 sessions, I fixed his hunched back. And I thought he was hunched back because he was tall. But when I fixed his back, he told me that in the streets of Manhattan, he was playing ball with sticks with a teenager friend of his, and a policeman stopped, and he did not like his friend, and he broke his friend's stick on his back. Uh-huh. Ever since then, George, the person I work with, was hunched back, and his friend had a lot of legal problems after that. And only at the age of 47, he discovered it on my massage table. And then I learned that he was bored with life, and he was bored with everything, his wife, myself, his work. And, you know, at the age of 25, I could tell him, you know what, you're not really bored. What it is a deep layer of tension. And he agreed with me, and he improved a lot. I worked with him for 2 years afterwards, and he felt that his whole character changed. He stopped being impatient. He stopped getting fit. And what it basically showed me is what amount of tension we carry within our body. A person is like an onion. The more you peel one layer, the more you cry over the next one. And he was storing with himself until the age of 47, the incident that happened in New York. And he stored it, and it affected his body, and he became hunched back as a result of it. So it took my skills of straightening his back to bring that story to the surface. And I thought it was a great situation.
That's really amazing to know that connection between our experience, our emotions, and the state of our body, our physical health, as well as, I'm sure, our eye health. I want to thank you so much for being with me today, Mayor, spending all this time this morning and part of the afternoon with WBAI listeners. And for those of you who are inspired by what Mayor has to offer, remember, there are going to be 2 lectures that you can attend in New York City. We're asking for a pledge of $50 support to attend one of those lectures, either March 23rd or March 24th. And please leave your phone and email as you make that pledge of $50 so that we can get the details to you. The number is 212-209-2950. And so thank you, Mayor. Hopefully we'll speak again soon. I'm sure we will. And for those of you who, in these last few moments, if you want to make that pledge of support, we're down to the wire here. I'm just going to review for you. If you could pledge at the $125 level, we'll thank you with the lecture as well as the Natural Vision Improvement Kit. It's a 2 audio CD learning session, a 90-page illustrated guidebook, 13 photo illustrated practice cards, and 2 eye charts to measure your vision improvement. And of course, you can have either the kit or the lecture separately. If you can pledge at the $100 level, you can receive the DVD, Mayor Schneider's Yoga for Your Eyes Natural Vision Improvement Exercises, which includes a 65-page study guide and eye exercise charts. That's a $100 pledge for the DVD and the lecture. Or if you want to pledge at the $100 level, you can pledge for the book, Movement for Self-Healing, an essential resource for anyone seeking wellness. That combination with the lecture is a $100 pledge. You can pledge for either day, March 23rd or March 24th, for a $50 pledge of support to WBAI, 212-209-2950. Keep your calls coming in. This is it for us, folks. We're going to be moving on to the next fabulous, wonderful program at WBAI. Thank you, Michael G. and Ife. Earlier in the day, I returned the controls to you. Keep your calls coming in. If you didn't get through, now is the time. 212-209-2950.
And bless your heart, Kathy Davis. Thank you so so very much. We're approaching the top of the hour. Coming up at 1 o'clock will be The Positive Mind with Armand DeMille, trying to help you lead a more positively minded life. Those phones that you hear ringing in the background are listeners just like you calling in to support listener-supported, commercial-free community radio WBAI at 99.5 FM and streaming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at WBAI.org.
In the spirit of March Madness and St. Patrick, Radio Free Erin will broadcast live from Percy's Tavern at 13th Street and Avenue A on the Lower East Side every Saturday in the month of March. Join a host of special guests like musicians Mary Courtney, Bernadette Fee, Patter Hickey, The Druids, and Brian Fleming of Djembe. Author T.J. English will talk about his new book, Savage City, and Brendan Fay will talk about marching in Queens in the St. Pat's for All Parade. Come for the music, come for the culture, come for the crack. Come join Radio Free Erin as we broadcast live every Saturday in March from 1 to 2 at Percy's Tavern, located at 13th Street and Avenue A on the Lower East Side. See you in March on WBAI 99.5 FM. Away from home, I almost made this place my own.
And we'll look forward to seeing you there at that event. There's so much going on, and we try to bring you just as much information as we can going on in and around us here in New York City and the surrounding environs, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, parts of Pennsylvania as well. We broadcast 60 miles in all directions from the top of the Empire State Building. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's 1 p.m. in New York City. My name is Michael G. Haskins, your radio host and guide. Weekday afternoon. Stay tuned for The Positive Mind with Armand DeMille.
Hi there, everybody. This is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind right here on WBAI 99.5 FM on your dial, bringing you ideas, concepts, and guests to help you lead a more positively minded life. And today we continue. I have in the studio with me Dr. Kent Robert Shaw, good friend, psychiatrist, neuroscientist, musician, Linda Vanella, psychotherapist, yoga teacher, smart lady. Hey, what are we talking about today? These two people more than anybody else, because we have been talking about the changes that happen throughout life, and we've been learning the following. We learn that when we are, and when we're born, I used to think of it as jelly beans. You know, I figure there's this great stoker in the sky that when you're born, you have a basket, and everybody has a basket, and you go up in the stoker.
Hi, this is WBAI Program Director Tony Bates. I want to ask you to pledge your morning to WBAI and keep Cutting Edge Radio on the air. 99.5 FM is your free speech community station, and it needs volunteers just like you to answer the fund drive phones, especially in the morning hours between 6 and 10 a.m. We've had real trouble getting volunteers in here, and I want to appeal to you to find time in your schedule to volunteer during that shift once or twice during the drive. We need those phones answered 7 days a week through February 26th. We'll, of course, provide coffee and snacks if you'll commit to the morning shifts. To do so, give us a call, have your name entered into the computer system at 212-209-2826. Remember to bring a photo ID to our station and that we're on the 10th floor at 120 Wall Street. We're depending on you to help us stay independent. The few hours that you spend make a real difference to the success of WBAI's fund drive.
WBAI will be celebrating women with a special IWWD broadcast by and about women with politics, music, health, talk, and live performance.
Wait a minute. What does IWWD mean?
IWWD stands for International Working Women's Day, which takes place March 8th, 12 a.m. till March 9th, 3 p.m.
For program applications, call 212-209-2826 or email womensdaywbai@gmail.com.
Okay, so I will tune in to WBAI New York 99.5 FM.
Dear listeners, this is Indra Hardat. There's a great way to support your favorite community radio station, WBAI, and save on your taxes. You can donate your car, your truck, or your motorhome. We'll come pick up your vehicle for free and give you a receipt for your tax donation. It's easy. Just call our representative to find out if your vehicle qualifies at 866-WBAI-CAR. Again, that's 866-WBAI-CAR. Thank you for your continued support.
Congress is set to take a critical vote in the next few days to eliminate all federal support for public radio and television stations. The loss of federal funding would have a devastating effect on many public television stations and small community radio stations around the country, including ours. We hope you will call your representatives in Congress and tell them what you think of public broadcasting and these proposed cuts. Congress could take action in the next few days, so please act now. For more information, visit 170millionamericans.org or connect through a link on the homepage of our station's website. Thank you.
Bid for a chance to dine with Gary Knoll at the Host Fest event. WBAI 99.5 FM is offering seats for an intimate evening of wholesome food, drink, and conversation with the radio host Time Magazine calls the new Mr. Natural. Hurry! There are only two seats left up for bid at www.wbaiauction.org. Your meal at a restaurant of Gary's choice is included with your winning bid, so log on to www.wbaiauction.org now. That's an intimate dinner of healthy food and lively conversation with Gary Knoll. Just two seats left, so don't wait.
Welcome to Science, Health, and Healing. This is a special edition. We are here from 7 to 9. This is the host, Majid Ali. This epidemic of diabetes and obesity that everybody is talking about, let me give you a special reason why you need WBAI. There is no way we can understand the epidemics of obesity and diabetes without understanding insulin toxicity. As long as the American Diabetic Association continues to focus on blood sugar, lowering blood sugar, there is no possibility of reversing diabetes. Most people can reverse type 2 diabetes in the first 2 to 15 years after the diagnosis and after they're given various drugs. Tell me something. How do you diagnose diabetes? Did you ever look at the diagnostic criteria of the American Diabetic Association? These are the people who claim that they know everything there is to know about diabetes, and everything else which is different from what they say is not true science. This is where the problem begins. They want you to look at the blood sugar value on your routine chemistry, which your friendly doctor does. The other day somebody said to me, my doctor and I have been very close. He's a very good doctor. I've been with him for 22 years. I really can't disagree with him. Well, that's the problem. It is entirely possible for a doctor to be very compassionate, very diligent, and do exactly the wrong thing for you. Yes, it is possible. Because your doctor believes in what American Diabetic Association teaches. American Diabetic Association does not want to focus on insulin. It also wants to always stay focused on blood sugar. So that is why you always talk about drugs to lower blood sugar. And you always look at the value of my blood sugar is this or that. And I'm going to explain to you why, as long as you continue to focus on blood sugar, neither you have a possibility of reversing diabetes, nor do you have any chance in God's green earth of avoiding the complication of diabetes. Be honest and ask yourself, in all these years that you've been seeing your other doctors and listening to other radio programs, has anybody made such a sharp distinction that what you need is to understand insulin, know your insulin level, and reduce your insulin level? In the first 2 to 15 years, sometimes more, very rarely less than that, you have an excellent probability of losing your diabetes, but you can never do that. I'm repeating myself because this is the take-home message. If there's only one thing you remember from today's program, is that he kept on saying that if there is any chance of losing my diabetes, de-diabetizing myself, getting my health back, it's by focus on insulin. I'll give you 5 seconds to answer this question. Assume for a moment that what I'm telling you is true, and the regular listeners of Science, Health, and Healing know that I will not bring anything to the ear of WBI unless I have published objective, unequivocal evidence to support my point of view. I don't bring anything on the air unless I published it. So in 5 seconds, why do you think, if the interest of the patient are in lowering insulin, why does the doctor not focus on insulin? Why does he keep talking about glucose? Well, your 5 seconds are up. I think you got the answer right. That because the money is in lowering blood sugar with blood sugar drugs, there is no money in for anyone in lowering insulin and reversing diabetes. There are no drugs to lower insulin level. insulin is very toxic in excess. It is inflaming, it is diabetizing, it is stroking, it is heart attacking, it is neuropathic, it causes nephropathy and it paves the way for dialysis, gives you blindness, gives you amputations. When you really understand the molecular biology of insulin, and you really don't have to go and take biology courses in a college to understand that, I will tell you, it's absurdly simple. All you have to do is to be open to evidence. If you're in excess of your optimal weight, let's say by 20 pounds, you have over 90% probability that you have excess insulin, and that's causing inflammation and obesity and setting you up for the all known complication of diabetes. All what you need to do is somehow persuade your doctors to do it. There's an article that is going to come out in the next 3 months in Townsend Letter where I marshal evidence, my evidence, that the practice of doing fasting blood sugar in your routine fasting blood testing should be discontinued. It is misleading. It prevents and delays the diagnosis of diabetes by several years. And it takes your eyes away from the real issue, which is insulin toxicity. Here's the problem with the diagnosis. American Diabetic Association tells you that a normal fasting blood glucose is 100. That means if the value is 99, the computer is going to tell you on the report that everything is okay. That is a crime. Then it tells you that impaired tolerance, which would mean pre-diabetes, the 2-hour value could be 140 to 199. That's a bigger crime. Because anybody who has a blood sugar of, let's say, 180 at the end of 2 hours has severe problem of insulin excess, insulin waste, insulin toxicity. And according to the criteria of American Diabetic Association, you know, their criteria are absolutely designed to feed the fires of the epidemic of diabetes and make sure that nobody ever raises this issue of insulin. And then they will tell you that if your blood sugar of fasting is above 125 and that the value of 2 hours is over 200, then you have diabetes. You want to understand why there is a dialysis center opening on every 10th street corner? It is because for years doctors will not focus on creatinine, which tells you that there is kidney failure, nor would they focus you on insulin, which will tell you years ahead of the problem. And then, of course, you become very angry that my doctor is talking about all of a sudden that I need dialysis or I need insulin. Welcome to Science, Health, and Healing, my friend Janet.
Good evening, Dr. Ellie, and everybody listening.
Can you tell us something about the premiums? I made some bold statements.
Yeah.
And people who are not used to me, they would really... say, what is this all about?
Well, get sad. Is this only four?
I like my doctor. I've been with him for 22 years. He's never brought up the issue of insulin. He's told me I have diabetes 4 years ago. I started with one drug. I went to two drugs. Now I'm into three drugs. And my blood sugar continues to go up. I have numbness or pain or tingling in my legs. My ankles are swollen. I am gaining weight. And I'm waiting until he decides that I need insulin. So tell us, what are the premiums?
Well, let us tell you here that we're offering today on WBAI for Science, Health, and Healing, and your support, and also your support of yourself, because in this two-hour session, I think you're going to learn a lot about diabetes and how to prevent it, how to, if you have diabetes, to de-diabetize yourself and to arrest your symptoms and your condition. We're offering a DVD on diabetes for $95. I may as well tell up front what the whole package is, because you may want to get the whole package in advance. A two DVD set on diabetes plus blood pressure for $135, and a three DVD set on diabetes plus blood pressure plus reversing kidney disease. Now, Dr. Ellie mentioned that there are complications of diabetes. Kidney disease is really at the far end. This is really when your cause is getting very, very critical. But even so, Dr. Ellie will show you how, amazingly, to reverse kidney disorder, kidney disease. And this is something that is almost a thrilling DVD, because you realize life is not over till it's over. And there are always ways to reverse your unhealthy condition and take your control of your own health and become, as he says, your own primary physician. So that's $95 for the DVD on diabetes, $135 for the two DVDs set on diabetes and blood pressure, and $170, did I say that price? For the three DVD set on diabetes, blood pressure, and reversing kidney disease. We're at 212-209-2950. This is our first time in this time slot. You may not know Dr. Ellie or me, but we are going to get to know you, and I think you're going to find some of this information extremely useful, helpful, and provocative. Dr. Ellie doesn't hold his punches when it comes to either the medical establishment, the pharmaceutical industry, or the, and he calls it, the new Enron Journal
Always
of
with
Medicine.
Evidence.
Always with
evidence.
This program is called Science, Health, and Healing.
Always with evidence.
So there is going to be a great range of information that he will give you, and I can't recommend enough his information and his house visit in the form of a DVD on these plagues, really, of modern times in America. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. Now, we also have a new system here. We can't tell. We're going to just learn when people are on the phone. What, that little green light turns gold?
Yellow.
A little green light has to turn yellow, and that's
how we know.
And
there's a window that flashes up. It actually is a little window.
A little window will flash up, and we will know you're here and that you are listening to Science, Health, and Healing.